Will you pray with me? Speak to us now, Lord, by your word and spirit, that we may hear what you want us to hear and be what you want us to be and do what you want us to do. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The scripture reading this morning is Romans 13, verses 8 through 14, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And this phrase really is my text for the sermon. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord. Many of you, I'm sure, have had the experience of driving through the night. Years ago, when our young family lived in Colorado, we would make the annual trek back to the Midwest to see family and friends. And on the way back to Colorado, we would usually make Ostalusa, Iowa, my hometown, the last stop on our way on through to Denver. We liked to leave Oskaloosa about 8 o'clock in the evening and then drive straight through to Denver while all of our kids slept in the back of the car. And we would arrive in Denver at about 8 o'clock a.m. Everyone should drive through the night at least once in their life. There's something spectacular about watching the sun go down and then being awake until the sun comes up again, only now behind you. Whenever I've done that, I've always been struck at how long the night really is. I've also been struck at how little time there is between the first glimmer and the full light of day. In fact, one of the ways that I keep myself awake in that last pre-dawn hour is to look for that first hint of light and then see how quickly, from that point on, night passes into day. Paul says that we live just before dawn. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. The night is this dark present age, the age where Satan still roams about, and evil and suffering seem to have their way unbounded. The day is that time that's coming when Christ will be all in all, and pain and suffering and fear will be gone. And all will be light and joy and glory and love. Paul says we live just before that dawn, that new day when Christ will be all in all. Our salvation, verse 11, is nearer now than when we first believed. That moment of the full revelation of the light and glory of God is almost here. Christians know how to live just before dawn. How to live with the hope of a new morning. Already back in Egypt, God told Moses and the people, "Tonight is the night I will deliver you from wicked Pharaoh. Be ready to go. You stand at the edge of something new, something great." And the years that followed, Israel celebrated the Passover with their shoes on to symbolize being ready to capture the truth that we live right at the edge of a new day. The prophets called a people who had lost hope, who had lost everything, to keep believing, to keep hoping, to keep watching for the dawn of a new day. Yes, we live just before dawn. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. This seems like the perfect text to think about in these days, at the beginning of a new year. We have been waiting for 2021 for 9 years now. 9 months now. What a long night 2020 has been. Just with the global pandemic. But the day is almost here. It's so exciting to watch the news and see healthcare workers getting their vaccines and nursing home residents and now even old people like me. The night is nearly over and the day is almost here. Maybe it's just my life in 2020, but it seems like 2020 has been so hard for so many different reasons that COVID then just compounds. This past fall, some of you know, my wife Jeanette fell head first on the D&W grocery store parking lot and then fell at home again a few weeks later. After her second fall, she ended up needing a craniotomy to remove the top of her head to get the blood off of her brain. And now we're in the course of extensive physical and cognitive rehabilitation and dealing with all the seriousness of a traumatic brain injury. To state the obvious, 68-year-old brains don't like to be knocked around so much. We've had our moments of darkness, of nighttime. But we've also experienced with each other in sweet ways and with so many others who love us the first light of dawn. And we simply believe that the night is nearly over and the day is almost here. We don't believe this just because we know that the vaccine is near. We don't believe this just because the neurologist says things are getting better. And we don't believe that the night is nearly over and the day is almost here just because we're optimists, though it's quite fitting and natural, I think, for Christians to be optimists. We believe the night is nearly over and the day is almost here because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Because his resurrection is the first fruits of our resurrection. And because all things are being made new, even now. This is the direction of things. This is what we believe about life. We believe that night turns into day. With the psalmist, we believe God's anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. And then those words that immediately follow that, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. We believe in this eventual renewal of all things. And we believe that it's happening mysteriously already now. I think Christians are, by definition, optimists. Not just because of a psychological technique, but because of what we believe about life. We are created and wired and redeemed to hope. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Bruno Bettelheim, one of the great child psychologists of the 20th century, wrote a book entitled The Uses of Enchantment, The Meaning and Importance of Fairy Tales. Bettelheim was a concentration camp survivor during World War II, and he was obsessed later in his life as a child psychologist with trying to figure out why some children survived the trauma of the concentration camp and others did not. He came to believe and to argue that one difference, only one, but one difference was fairy tales. He came to believe that fairy tales, the three little pigs, Hansel and Gretel, and the Sleeping Beauty, are not just fairy tales. They are ways of seeing, of unlocking our imagination. He argued that loving fairy tales and telling stories and dreaming dreams, these things build into our lives strength and hope and imagination and creativity, and resilience, and even meaning. They make us more secure emotionally. They ground us in something. And when we experience trauma in our lives, our fairy tales rescue us. Our stories hold us. And our dreams keep us going. I actually believe that all of us have been traumatized to some degree by 2020. And to me, Paul's words today function kind of like a fairy tale. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. This fairy tale just has the additional benefit of being a promise of God, the bedrock of our faith, the direction of history, our destiny. And as Christians, of course, particularly Reformed Christians, we don't just passively wait for the day. Rather, our faith is eschatological. That is, we pull the future into the present. We claim the first fruits of Christ's resurrection already now. Now, I can hear some of you saying, oh boy, here we go. Now he's dragging out six-syllable words like eschatological and throwing around abstractions like pulling the future into the present. Fair enough. And it's fair to just flat out ask, Duane, how do we do that? How do we already now lean into the light, bend the light into the present? Because to be sure, 2021 will have darkness too. It already has had. I think think one answer to that question is in these verses that were all around my text and the themes that were so beautifully built into the whole liturgy this morning. I think it's significant and lovely that Paul surrounds our dream, the night is nearly over, the day is almost here, with this call to love, to put on the armor of light. I have a dream this morning that 1 year from now we'll be able to look back at 2021 and not only say that the pandemic is behind us, but we'll also be able to say we loved more in 2021. We loved better as a nation, as a state, as a city, as a church, a family. We put more behind us, drunkenness and sensuality and jealousy and dissension. And we clothed ourselves more with light, with the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says. We don't control the future. We don't run history. But we can be hospitable to the work of the Holy Spirit, hospitable to this unfolding future, this great plan of God to unite all things and all people in Christ. And the simplest and most profound way we do that we be hospitable, is to love our neighbor. I love the hymn we have already sung in this liturgy, and Noah didn't know that I was going to have it in my sermon too. I want to live as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Live in hope and love your neighbor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, be close to us, we pray, as we venture out into another year with so much uncertainty. Strengthen us, we pray. And by your Spirit, help us to love more, to love better, and to put on the armor of light. Give us the heart and mind of Christ, to the praise of his glory. Amen.